Oh, I'm so excited to be chatting with Barry Lewis Polisar in the Young at Heart studios this morning. Good morning, Barry.
Oh, good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh, you just finished an amazing set at the Saturday Morning Tunes Family Festival. It was fantastic. Yay.
Thank you. It was a great audience. Had a great time.
They were cracking up because, you know, you just know how to perform for kids.
It's basic immaturity. That's what it is.
Well, it's also that you're so animated. Listeners out there, if you've seen Barry live, you know what I'm talking about. It is just one guy on stage with his guitar, but you are so there. You are so present and in the moment. And then you're talking about, don't put your finger up your nose, you know, songs like that.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I've always been a solo act. You know, I came to music late in life, but I was always interested in writing, poetry, storytelling, books, songwriting. My favorite artists were singer-songwriters. Songwriters, Loudon Wainwright, Leonard Cohen, Bob Dylan, Phil Oakes. And so I first started writing songs. I can go back into my career and say, oh yeah, that's the John Prine stage, and that's the Kris Kristofferson stage, and that's the Phil Oakes stage.
Oh wow.
And it wasn't until I really started writing songs for kids that I found my own voice and developed my own style. And of course, being a solo artist without a band, I developed sort of a stage presence to communicate to kids because it just makes the show more fun.
About that, you've never performed with a band.
No, I have not.
And that's definitely by choice.
I don't read music. I joke that I actually started writing songs because I could probably never sing, you know, a pre-existing song the same way twice.
No cover bands for Barry Polisar.
No cover bands. The first couple albums, I only used 4 chords because I only knew 5 chords total, and I didn't want to show off. It was a way of just kind of using the music as a vehicle to get the lyrics out, to get the story songs out.
Right. Keeping it simple.
Yeah.
And kids understand.
And you know, it's funny because like a song like All I Want Is You, which was used in the film Juno, that is a simple 3-chord song. I recorded it as filler on my second album. I never expected to ever sing it. Nobody ever asked me to sing it in all the years. And I later recorded a more polished version where I was singing on key and my guitar was tuned and I had mandolin and fiddle and little penny whistles. And it was a very sweet, sweetened version of that song, and the director of Juno said, no, I like the old, you know, raw, rough sound, and that's the one he wanted.
Oh, wow. So he used the recording that's off your 1977
second CD. And the song was written in 74 and sat around for 3 years before I said, well, I
put that on there.
Let's throw that one on.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny story. There's a CD distributor, CD Baby, it's called, and I approached them about carrying my CDs, and when I called the owner to see if he would be willing to distribute my albums, I was only going to distribute the new ones, and he said, oh, Barry Lewis Polisar, before I formed this company, I used to be a clown in a circus, and I sang your songs every day for 3 years. I feel like I owe you, like, you know, 3 years of royalties. I'm going to put every one of your albums, not just the new ones, I want to put the old ones too. And because he did that, it filtered down into iTunes. And then along comes Jason Reitman a couple years later, the director of Juno. He was looking on iTunes for a song called You Are the One I Want.
Right.
And, you know, typing in the words backwards, he discovered my song, All I Want Is You, and called up and said, hey, you know, I never heard that song before. Can I use it in the movie?
Yeah.
I said, how much do I have to pay you? And he said, no, we pay you.
It's going to be in the reverse.
Yeah.
And I think it was just the 10-year anniversary of that movie,
just had the 10-year anniversary.
Right?
They actually flew me out to L.A. to introduce the song in a live setting. They did a live script reading to mark the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, wow. And you started things off.
It was real exciting.
Movie. That's so fantastic.
Yeah. It was actually really fun because between jet lag and kind of the excitement of going out, flying out to do this thing, I hadn't had much sleep. And of course, you know, the show starts at 8 o'clock, which is really 11 o'clock East Coast time. And there's a reason I'm a children's performer. I get tired at 9 o'clock. So just before I went on, he says, you know, in the movie, you kind of sang that verse a cappella first. And then the music came on. Do you think you could do it that way? And I haven't done it that way in decades. I said, sure. And it was perfect staging because the lights were out, the house lights went down, he had to come out and sing the opening lines, and then the lights came on and everybody realized this was live. This was a live show.
Wow.
And it was exciting. My heart was beating. I said, okay, don't let me forget my lyrics. You know, we just get through this 2 minutes and we'll be done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was exciting. It was really fun.
So great. Well, let's listen to All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis Polizar.
If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. If I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. Tall, the rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea.
All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis Polizar. And we are here in the Young at Heart studios at WTMD talking to Barry Lewis Polizar, who just finished performing at Saturday Morning Tunes. So, Barry, you have done so many recordings. How many recordings over what? 42 years of performing?
Yeah, 42 years.
It's been 42 years,
since
1970.
Yeah, first album came out in 75.
Okay.
I started playing guitar in 72. At the end of 72, started writing songs like a month later. Well, it's about 7 or 8 original albums from the 70s, and then I did a whole series of newer albums in recent years. So it's about 16 different albums altogether. The newer albums have newer versions of some of those older songs.
Right.
And then there's the We're Not Kidding album, which is actually my favorite album because I'm not singing on it much. It's actually a group of artists from around the world who did covers of my songs. And there's a couple wonderful covers of All I Want Is You, one by the Vespers, another one by an artist, Noga Valanzi, out in California.
Right.
And every version is so totally different. And it's they all reinvented the songs.
And that was produced by musician Aaron Cohen, right? Who's a lead singer of the LA punk band, the Radioactive Chickenheads.
Yeah, that's a fun story, too. When he was just a kid, I mean, he had my albums as a kid. And when he got a little older, started his first rock and roll band, he recorded a couple of my songs, like punk versions of my songs, and sent me this little EP. And I've had my songs recorded by a lot of people, but most of the artists sort of smooth out the rough edges. They make them sweeter. His group didn't. He just jumped right in.
It's an LA punk band.
Yeah, it's an LA punk band. And I just flipped when I heard his. He did a version of Underwear Is Everywhere. And it's a great version. It's on that album. And I emailed him back and said, he was very sheepish. Like, oh, I hope you don't mind. We recorded the song and I love it. Had your albums growing up. And I emailed him back. I said, no, I love it. And that email encouraged him to go and record two or three other songs. And he asked me if I was ever out in L.A. He said, I'd love to just meet you for lunch or something. And, and a year later, I was doing a concert tour in the schools in outside of Los Angeles. And we met and he pitched this idea. He said, you know, I'd really like to do an album of all of your songs, but by different bands, a cover version. And that is so cool. And then they what's nice is instead of people just kind of taking the song and doing their own version, they literally reinvented the songs. So there's like a, you know, I played today the Don't Put Your Finger Up Your Nose. Yeah. And I do it as a sort of folk version, but there's like a techno pop version. One band called the Nogudniks did a version of Don't Put Your Finger Up Your Nose as a klezmer song.
Oh my goodness.
Sung in Yiddish. And it's so funny to listen to. So it's, you know, it's just a whole variety of musicians.
That's fantastic. And Aaron said he wanted to record this because he remembered your songs as a child. Walking through the crowd today at Saturday Morning Tunes, I just met so many parents that had grown up listening to your songs, and now they were going to share this music with their kids, and the kids knew it, and they were singing right along with you a lot of songs. They had requests.
So. It was an all-request show. Yeah.
It was fantastic, and that is so great. It's got to be gratifying for you to see that, because you've been doing it, the longevity,
it is. It's incredibly gratifying to see not just kids, you know, adults with their kids, but even grandparents as well. Mm-hmm. I'm reminded of the old Billy Crystal line, you know, hang around the store long enough, eventually they give you something. I am so thankful for so many aspects of my career.
Right.
I mean, I didn't start this career even as a moneymaker. It was my original record label was a people before profit, you know, idea. I was basically just wanted to get the songs out into the world and off my shelf. And it has always been that way. I mean, even from the beginning, I mean, I found a pretty receptive audience to my kids' songs. Mm-hmm. Because back then, 1975, I mean, there really weren't too many people doing children's music.
Well, let's take a little break here and listen to something off that We're Not Kidding CD. Here's What If a Zebra Had Spots by the Boogers.
Think he would like that a lot? And what if a tiger had that? What if a leopard did not? What if we could sleep like a bat and die like an overweight cat? Instead of going to school, we'd hang around and get fat. I know some people like that. Sun just froze. Exactly what do you suppose we'd be if we didn't wear clothes? What if a hippo could fly or flutter like a big butterfly? Do you think any hippo would try? If so, what would fall from the sky?
What If a Zebra Had Spots by the Boogers, and that was off the We're Not Kidding CD, a tribute to Barry Polisar. And we are talking with Barry Lewis Polisar this morning here at Young at Heart at 89.7 WTMD. So, Barry, you have released songs and books, just goes hand in hand with your storytelling, you know, nature.
Right.
How many books do you have now?
Boy, you're asking me these math questions.
A lot. Barry Polisar has a lot of books out there.
I think it's 50. I think it's 15. Two of them are books for adults. But it is 15 books for kids and then two for adults.
Okay.
And that's mostly what I do. You know, mostly what I do is I go into schools as a visiting author. Mm-hmm. And I'm singing my songs. I'm reciting my poems. I'm sharing my books. I'm talking about being a writer. But it's a very different kind of thing. Because I originally wanted to be a teacher. And so it's kind of a full circle thing for me to spend so much time in the schools.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Some schools actually will bring me in for 2 or 3 days to do workshops, but you know, budgets are tight, and you know, one of the things that, you know, in part because thanks to Juno, I've, you know, and the fact that I, you know, my kids are older, they've launched, you know, we, you know, I can go and I can just kind of work with school budgets and do whatever they can afford, and you know, I post actually all my songs on my website for free, and I post digital versions of my books there because so many kids in the schools that I visit, especially low-income schools, don't have access to books and the music, and so, but they do somehow all have access to the internet, so that gives them the access to everything that I've written.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great. So, Barry, you also did an Emmy Award-winning TV show called Field Trip.
It was a nationally syndicated show that was on the air for quite a few years. And after winning 2 Emmy Awards, they replaced me with puppets.
Puppets.
Yes.
Oh well.
I think it was a different pay scale. I think that was the issue.
Yeah. Well, speaking about puppets, that dovetails nicely into Muppets. And in fact, you also did songs for Sesame Street.
Yeah, Sesame Street was actually the first recording artist that ever recorded my songs was Big Bird.
Yay!
And it's always funny to kind of see that on my website, that that's the first recording artist. Big Bird did my song, Oh, I've Got a Dog, and my dog's name is Cat.
Yes, we played that.
And I actually originally recorded that song as a real fast song. I've got a dog, and my dog's name is Cat. Bitch, you never heard a thing. It was crazy. But they slowed it down. I've got a dog, and my dog's name is Cat. So I also have a slower version of that as well.
As far as adults, you say you've written books for adults and songs too?
I write songs and I find where the audience exists for them. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the song All I Want Is You, Me and You, I Need You Like a Donut Needs a Hole. These are all sort of sweet love songs that I put on my kids' albums, but there's a crossover appeal for adults. So one of my albums that is just available as a digital download, because that's the new thing now, is called Naturally Sweetened. And I took all of the sweet songs so people didn't have to actually buy every album. Right. They could actually get one album. That
like a greatest
hits. A greatest hits of the sweet songs. Of the happy, positive, sweet songs. And those have...
Not My Sister Is...
Not Never Cook Your Sister in a Frying Pan. Not Underwear Is Everywhere. Not Diaper Rash. But it's interesting because those songs have really found an audience in television commercials.
Oh, that's great.
It's found an audience with adults who just think they're sweet little love songs, which is what they were. I wrote them as sweet love songs. And every album had at least one or two of those as balance.
Because you wrote songs inspired by people you know, and some creatures like slugs and dinosaurs. Going back to Diaper Rash, which you performed here so perfectly, wittingly today, when you sing that song, does it bring you back to those times?
Oh, it does. I mean, we have twins and our kids are 30 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And to think that I have songs that are much older than that. I had a whole album of songs that I wrote about my kids when they were little called Juggling Babies. Oh. It was originally called Juggling Babies in a Career, and I was on the cover juggling them and a couple guitars and mandolins.
But no babies were hurt.
It was actually my mother-in-law had taken a picture of our kids on a black blanket, and I was sort of laying down next to them with my hands spread. And when we developed the picture, it looked like I was juggling them. And I guess, that's a great idea.
Excellent.
For a cover. I changed the title to just Juggling Babies because everybody thought it was an album for adults. But it was a kids' album, and so it's now just called Juggling Babies. Don't Wake Up the Baby or the Baby Will Get You, and Diaper Rash, and you know, songs like that.
Right. And so in a way, through your songs, you've captured time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like they're there. They're like little snapshots.
Little snapshots
musical
of that time.
Musical snapshots.
My earlier songs were written about my family, my mother, my father, grandparents, aunts, uncles, brothers, sister, and reflected the time that I was growing up in. And so humor changes over time and sensibilities change. And that's part of the reason I redid a lot of my older songs. There were lines that I had written, you know, when I was 20 years old in the 70s that just didn't resonate anymore. They weren't funny, or people would interpret them differently.
Right.
You know, I wrote a song called Early Sunday Morning about two kids that just run complete havoc in the house. And when mom and dad wake up, there's a line, Daddy was angry and mommy got the strap. And they didn't tell us stories when they put us on their laps. And when I wrote that song, I was thinking of it metaphorically, that they got punished. But boy, you say that now,
and
it has a whole different connotation. So when I re-recorded it, I think the line is, Dad, Daddy was angry. Mom yelled some more at us. She said we had to clean the mess. There was nothing to discuss.
Right.
You know, which reflects how we parent, mm-hmm. as opposed to how
that's really interesting.
Things were back in the 50s when I was growing up.
This is when we need Fred Rogers here. He would totally understand what you're talking about, the difference over time.
Right.
Parenting.
Right.
Well, Barry, it has been so much fun having you here at WTMD.
My
and
pleasure.
Visiting with us here at Young at Heart. Thank you so
Great.
Much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
Bye-bye.